shall propose further cooperative effort between all the nations in weather prediction and eventually in weather control.
If tomorrow everyone on Earth began researching why jets are spraying toxic trails as they crisscross the sky, they just might wake up and get serious one day how climate engineering puts us all in harm's way. I'm proud to be an Earthman, but I wish that I could breathe and contaminated air never particulate free. I wish that we'd wake up and have a madness today, cause as it stands we face planet Earth's doomsday. With mad science buzz for space age tech, too many reasons here to name. They're oblivious to consequences of their deadly games. Toxic dust is poison on the land and the seas, killing soil microbes and the roots of trees. Exterminating slowly the planet's biosphere and ecosystems, plants and animals are disappearing.
The challenge and the testing are too much for humanity.
In every breath you take, we gotta understand the magnitude of what's at stake. Incendiary dust accelerates wildfires, makes the air more conductive, dry, lightning rays higher. You're breathing in your lungs and the arteries and veins, and aluminum particles pass into your brain. Their full spectrum dominance fraud. Gotta look up, wake up, priority number one. There's no more vital issue under our sun. You can watch controlled media all of the time, but they'll never mention geoengineering crimes.
The challenge and the testing are too much for humanity.
Or ice crystals, you can precipitate rain.
Unless we stop them.
It condenses around the seeds. These seeds can also be created by laser beams. By firing through lasers, you rip apart the electrons, creating what are called ions. And these ions act like seeds, like dust particles, bringing down rain and